Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over six trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey, hello. How are you? Welcome back to the show. Today we are going to just kind of have a fun episode. I'm just kind of winging it. But I thought it would be fun to talk about all of the trips that I have planned slash booked for the rest of 2024 and in the early stages of 2025. So just some of the vacations that we have planned and the cards and the points that I earned to get me on that trip, and just kind of all of the points that we have stashed up. My sister actually asked me the other day, she's like kind of into traveling with points, but not very heavily. Like, she doesn't want to have lots of cards. She doesn't really know how it works. Like, she calls me every time she needs a new card or needs to figure out how to transfer her points, and I like walk her through it. But so she was like, oh, I need more points because I don't have any right now. And she goes, how many points do you and Dick, my husband, how many points do you guys have? And I was like, I don't even know. So I added it up and I was pretty blown away. I will note, so we open up cards every 3 months, him and I. So one of us, we're both opening up a card every 3 months, pretty typically. He has a business, heavy equipment business, and he runs a lot of expenses. We buy a lot of fuel. So our spend is higher, not on the personal front, but like on the business side. So I will note that. And we like to travel fairly often, especially in the winter. So I will note that. But stay tuned and I will let you know in this episode how many points I have. And that's how we're doing all of this, and give you a little insight on how to do that. But before we dive in straight into that, I do want to mention a couple of things. So one is, do not forget about the all-time crazy high offer of 120,000 points on my favorite points, Chase Ultimate Rewards. It is still out there. Grab it if you haven't. I just did an episode last week. Go back and listen on how exactly to apply for this card, get approved for this card, some of the ways you could use the points on this card. If you do not have this card, this is your next card to get, okay? This is, I've never seen an offer like this. Do not mess up, okay? Just wanted to put that out there. Number two, if you are from Canada, I have just recently kind of started adding more Canada content into these podcast episodes. My background is U.S. points, U.S. credit cards. I live here in the U.S. I'm from New Mexico, if you don't know. But I've recently had a lot of conversations with people who live in Canada. I'm in some masterminds with a lot of women who are from Canada, and they've asked a lot of questions about travel points. And the banks there are obviously very different. The concept is the same, but banks, credit cards obviously are different. And so I was trying to help them answer some questions, and I was doing some research, and I realized there is very, very little information out there for travel points in Canada. The US, there's tons of people who teach points. There's lots of courses. I mean, there's tons of information. So one, thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have been following along, I really appreciate it, because there is so much information out there and there are lots of people that you could go to. So I really do truly appreciate you tuning in and grabbing my guides and all of the things. But for Canada, there's really not a lot of information out there. There's really only like a couple of good resources. And so even me, knowing what I know, trying to accumulate some of that information was really difficult. And so I started the last few months, I've really dove deep trying to help some of these women answer their questions and whatnot. And so I've learned a lot, And I have gathered all of that information into the Travel Points Academy. So if you are from the US or Canada and you are to grab the Travel Points Academy, it's a self-paced online course. You would have all the information that you need, whether you're from US or Canada. But a lot of my other resources I'm still working on. So I just finished up the Points 101 guide. It's a free guide that I give out. Well, I just finished creating the one for Canada. So now I will put the link here in the show notes. If you do grab the free Points 101 guide, it will get emailed to you. There's a US version and a Canada version that gets emailed to you. And then obviously you can select which one. So if you are from Canada, go grab that guide. It's done. It's finished. Grab it in the show notes. And it'll be sent to your email right away once you sign up. So just wanted to put that out there for you. All right, now let's dive into my travel plans. If you've been around for a while, you know I'm an absolute horrible planner. I do a lot of last minute bookings. A lot of the stuff I book or I have a plan for, it may change. So this is my plan for the rest of the year in 2025, and it may completely change, but this is what we have planned so far. So like 2 weeks ago, we always take a trip every July, August for my daughter's birthday. She's turning two this year. Our plan was to go to San Antonio. I had the hotel and everything booked, and we made a pivot and we decided, let's just go to Phoenix. We really enjoy going to Phoenix. We love it there, Scottsdale specifically, and it's a lot closer. We can be there by like noon and really maximize on our time. And San Antonio was quite a drive with a two-year-old. So we just decided to change it. So I canceled that hotel. And like 2 weeks ago, I booked Phoenix and we're actually going to be there this week. So I just booked the Hyatt Regency Scottsdale. It's called Gainey Ranch. It is been in a remodel. They're actually remodeling and rebranding to be a Grand Hyatt instead of a Hyatt Regency, which I'm really excited about. There's like 10 pools there, a really nice beachy pool, very family friendly. There's like a playground, a water slide. It looks amazing. So I'm really excited about that. We're going, like I said, this week. We're staying there for 3 nights, just driving over there, $0 hotel stay. It was, I want to say, 25,000 points a night. And we have multiple Hyatt co-branded cards. We have the business card and the personal card, which gets us lots of points, obviously, with our spending. My husband actually just got that Hyatt business card. So a lot of the points that we used for the stay was from that business sign-up card. We're actually trying to get globalist status, which is why I got him that business card. And so from those Hyatt co-branded cards is where a majority of the points came from for that trip. So that's how we booked that one. And then we have this one I'm really excited about. We are going to Puerto Vallarta this fall. So I actually have it booked. It's booked for October, but we're going to pivot. And I'll tell you that story here in a second. But how we booked that was I opened up a card it was a couple months ago now, but I opened up the Chase United business card. This card actually comes with two lounge passes, which I really liked. And I knew that we wanted to fly to Puerto Vallarta first class on United. So that's the reason I opened up that card. I actually already booked our flights. I'm going to have to cancel them, which is fine. It just gives you your points back and then I'll rebook it for the time that we want to go. We were planning on going in October and now I'm thinking we're probably going to move it to like December. So I used the Chase United points that I had there, booked our first class flights, then booked our return flights on Southwest, just cheaper, easy tickets on Southwest. We have lots of Chase cards, lots of Chase Ultimate Rewards. So I transferred Chase points over to Southwest to book those flights. There's three of us, obviously me, my husband, and my daughter, or three seats, not three flights. And then when we were looking for places, we knew we wanted all inclusive, like that was the main thing. So I started looking around and I had heard really good things about the Hyatt Ziva. It is more like, so we're not big, like party city type vibe people. We like quieter, like off to the side. So The Hyatt Ziva is actually really secluded. It's away from the city. It's really close if you wanted to go, but it is not like right there. So we booked that one on the beach, all inclusive, two nights. I even upgraded to it was the Club Tower, I believe is what it was called. I did a ton of research, looked at all the reviews. From what I've seen, Hyatt Ziva is a little outdated, but they say if you go like 100% stay in the Club Tower, otherwise it's not worth it. So I booked the Club Tower, and our room has a hot tub on the balcony, which is like my dream right there. Ocean view, hot tub on the balcony. Heck yes. Again, I will have to cancel this and rebook it, but no problem. It'll happen. And then when I was looking, though, I was looking at all my options. Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, you know, because again, we have flexible Chase points. We can kind of transfer them wherever. And there was a newer hotel with Marriott. It was a Marriott Delta Riviera Nayarit is what it's called. I may be butchering that. And it's like up in the jungle. And so I was like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. Like split two nights at one and two nights at the other, do a beachfront one, and then one kind of like up in the more jungly scene. And it will really make us feel like we're kind of in two different places and break it up. If you've also been following along, you know we're not like very long vacation people. Like a week is like our max. Like that's a really long time. Most of our trips are like 3 to 4 nights. So this one will be 4 nights, then we'll do 2 and 2, which we're really excited about. So that is a newer one. Like I said, jungle vibes. They also have a beach club, so they'll take you down in a shuttle to their beach club. They have a splash pad for the kids. They're both like super kid friendly because we're going to be taking our daughter. So we're really excited. But we are going to cancel that and then rebook it, I think, for December. So what happened was we were going to go at the end of October. My husband fights wildland fire in the summertime. And so he has actually been gone since May, like 26th, I think. He's been home a few days, like here and there, but he fights wildfire with our heavy equipment. We're contractors. And so he's been gone for a really long time. And that's why we schedule all of these trips like in the fall, winter, outside of fire season. And we go like bam, 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 because it's like our reward after fire season. But he came back from this last fire. He just came home a couple days ago. And he was like, there was a guy there and he invited us to come out to his place. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, where does he live? And he goes, he lives in Maine. And I was like, what? He goes, yeah, he told us to come visit and go. He would take us lobster fishing in Maine. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I don't know why, but since before I can even remember. And I've never had like a bucket list destination list of like where I really want to go, because I knew I could never afford to travel like I am now. I didn't know about points and miles. I just knew I wasn't going to afford it. So I never really had a list. But for whatever reason, deep down in me, I've always wanted to go to Maine. I don't know why. I have no reasoning. I don't even like seafood. So I really don't know why, but I've like always wanted to go to Maine. So when he was like, Maine, I was like, oh my gosh, no way. I was so excited. And I said, I was going to tell you, I wanted to do like a New England fall trip next fall, 2025, and go for like the fall colors. And he goes, well, he wants us to come this October. And I was like, all right, let's go. And he goes, well, what about Mexico? And I was like, well, we can move that. And my husband, I could travel all the time. But my husband, he needs at least a month in between trips. Otherwise, it's like too much for him. He's like, we were just traveling. I want to be home. So I always have to space them out at least a month. And so I said, okay, well, we can move it. And he goes, that's fine. Let's just move it to like December. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So I'm actually in the process right now of canceling and then rebooking in December. And now planning this trip for Maine. This was literally 2 days ago that he told me this, guys. So I love planning trips. Love it. If you ever need help planning a trip, just reach out to me, DM me, email me. I'm more than happy to help you with recommendations and stuff. I love researching. I love diving into that stuff. So I've already been like on Pinterest, on Google, like all the things to do in Maine. So he's actually in Bar Harbor, which is right outside of Acadia National Park. I'm so excited. We're going to go at like peak fall colors. I'm also I love fall. I love Halloween. Like give me all the scary haunted houses, corn mazes. I love it. So I told him, I really want to go to Salem, Massachusetts around Halloween. Can we fly into Boston, do a drive up the coast, and then stay up in Bar Harbor for a few days? And he was like, yeah, of course. So we're going to do that. I think we're going to go with some friends too, which will be really fun. So we're actually going to fly into Boston, do the little tour of the coast, check out some coastal towns, and then go up to Bar Harbor. So I'm really excited for that. So like I said, we have lots of flexible Chase Ultimate rewards. There's a lot of options, with Marriott, Hyatt, Hilton. So we'll kind of pull from our points. We also have 6 free night certificates from Marriott. My husband signed up for the Marriott Bonvoy Boundless card this year. It had an elevated offer of 5 free night certificates and they were valued at 50,000 points. I had him get that because we originally had another plan for Disney, which ended up falling through. So we have all these free night certificates that expire in April. So I will probably be strategically looking for Marriott hotels for us to stay at and use up those free night certificates to get them, because they, all those free night certificates, no matter what brand, they expire 1 year. And so it's very important to usually have a plan on how to use them. Don't be like me and be like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing with these, because you want to have a plan. You don't want to lose those. So I did say that I was going to tell you how many points we have. So we have 531,000 points, and then we have 6 free night certificates, which is crazy. But that's the great thing about this. So we're always getting cards. We're always signing up for points. And then when on a whim, we get invited to Maine, we can make that happen. We have points, we can transfer them. We can book flights. I don't know what airline we'll fly on over there yet or all of the logistics of that, but we have the points to transfer and we have a lot of options. And I really like having all those options. So again, there's no one way to travel on points. You can earn points strategically for a vacation. If you're like me and you're not a planner and plans change and you never know where you're going, these flexible points are really great to just be able to throw a trip together like this. So I really do enjoy those flexible points. And then having points within the different hotels and airlines. Like I have a United card, I have a Hyatt card. So there is no right way to do this. There is no right card. It is whatever you need, however you plan your travel, wherever you want to go. It is completely customized to you and your family and your travel goals. So just know that. But yeah, we're sitting on a lot of points, so we have a lot of flexibility, which is really nice. And then the last trip that we have planned is for February. I recently just got the Hilton American Express Hilton Honors Surpass card. This had, again, an elevated offer. A lot, most of the cards that we get are elevated offers because they're just great deals and they're really hard to pass up. We got this card because it came with 130,000 Hilton points and a free night certificate. So I knew we've been wanting to go to Cabo. We actually had a trip booked for Cabo last winter. It was like, I think it was January. And we had it booked. We were going to go to an all-inclusive down there. And it was going to be our first trip away from our daughter, Paige. She would have been a year. And we didn't want to leave her yet. So we ended up canceling it. We didn't go. And we really still want to go to Cabo. And so she'll be 2.5 around February. And we really need to take our first kid-free vacation. We always said we wanted to go just as a couple, us, every single year on a trip. That was like our thing. When we had kids, we were like, we still really want to prioritize us and we want one trip a year without our kids. So we are going to do it. We're going to go in February and we're going to stay at the Waldorf Astoria in Cabo. This is a Hilton hotel. It is high-end, super luxurious. I was like, if we're going to go, we're going to go all out. And so I got that card specifically for that trip because I knew I wanted to stay there. This resort goes for like around 120,000, 130,000 points a night. So I will use most, if not all of those points for one night and then the free night certificate for a second night. We'll stay there 2 nights. We're not sure if we'll stay 3 nights for our first trip or not, but if we do, we're going to go use some Hyatt points that we have or transfer Chase points to Hyatt and book the Cape. It is a Hyatt resort, again, super high-end, luxurious. We really want to go like really high-end, really luxurious five-star resorts when we don't have her. Go to like more of the not kid-friendly places just to, you know, really immerse ourselves in being kid-free for the weekend. So if we do that, we'll split our time between two hotels because I love hotel hopping. I love trying all the different brands out and just kind of like experiencing a different resort and a different location. So if we end up doing 3 nights, that's what we're going to do. But for sure, 2 nights at the Waldorf Astoria. And I'm going to book that here actually, hopefully within the next week. So those are all the trips that we have planned coming up. We may have just like a here or there, like smaller trip, locally or something we talked about, maybe just doing 1 night away before we did Cabo, here in New Mexico or Arizona or something. So again, we can do that with all those flexible points that we have. So, I hope it was a little helpful for you just to kind of see how we operate with our cards, how often we're getting them, how many points we have, and some of the trips that we have planned. I have no plans next year. I was actually going to talk to my husband about that when we go to Phoenix here this week and just sit down and be like, okay, where do we want to go next year? Just kind of have an idea, even if they don't happen. I like to have an idea of where we want to go in the next year so that I can somewhat tailor our credit card strategy to opening up cards for those trips. Again, they may not always happen, but I will find a way to use those points. Like, there's always going to be a trip that comes up. That's why I love those flexible points. But I do like to have an idea of maybe where we're going to go, because we do go on about 6+ trips a year, and you need a lot of points for that many trips a year. And so I do like to have some sort of strategy on what we're going to open and how we're going to get there. And at least one of those trips will probably happen, but they're not set in stone plans. Anyway, I hope this was really helpful. Let me know. Always please send me a message, send me a DM. I'm so grateful when you tune in. Like I said, there's so many places that you can go listen to podcasts. There's so many people out there to choose from. So thank you. If you are enjoying this podcast, please leave a review and a rating. It really helps boost the podcast. Share it with a friend. Just get it out there so that more people can start traveling for practically free, and you can have a friend to go on vacation with because they're using credit card points as well. So I will see you guys next week, and I will have probably a destination day review for you for Phoenix because this will be the second resort that we've stayed at there, and so I can give you a good review of the entire area and a few resorts. So catch you next week.